Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like one swagger. Can't see you shot him like 10 cars. Rolling rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on, bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat, but hey y'all, something happened to me, something happened to you, alright? Hey y'all, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I'm private niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that I got no choice. Rather be he slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather die than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for December the 29th, 2023. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, we're here for the Wrestling Yearly Review of 2023. With every topic to talk about. Joined by Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans. Hey, Wayne. Boy, 2023 was an interesting year of wrestling. From mergers, with WWE merging, to AEW going to Wembley Stadium, and Will Ospreay, AEW, Impact TNA, Impact Wrestling coming to TNA. Oh, my AEW buying Ring of Honor. Oh, man, it is a lot of happening this year.
Yep, TNA.
TNA.
Well, we might see next year. It might be WWE on WBD Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
I can see it right now. Tony Khan gets screwed right there. He gets too comfortable. He gets screwed, and they'll kick him out right there. Vince, you're. Kick him out. Damn it. that's going to happen. Right, I'm telling you right there. They got the revenue, the TV ads, and everything. Raw has more TV, way more TV ads than AEW. Dynamite.
Agreed. Yep.
They get more viewers also. So they were saying we'll have over a million viewers every week consistently, in which AEW only had it like three or four times. That was like, I think the last one was 2021 when he had a million viewers. But they do it rarely. I don't get it. They started out in 2019 at the first show as 1.7 million viewers, and they haven't got back that viewership ever since.
No, not consistently. But when CM Punk, you know, came to AEW, you know, they had a million. But
maybe for a few weeks, but not
right.
Consistent right there, because that debacle with him and the Elite.
Right. Speaking of CM Punk, what are your thoughts about him coming back to WWE? I have my opinion. What are your thoughts?
It was kind of shocking right there with Vince McMahon saying it, but what happened was, I guess Nick, Ariel, from the other CEO of UFC, you know. He gets over Vince McMahon. He can make the decision over top of him. So, you know, Nick Khan was supportive of it in Triple A. So they got it, was perfect timing. I was surprised people, the fans was chanting, "Fuck Tony Khan." That might be next happening right there. Tony Khan is a wet dream, Eric Bischoff type of promoter right there. He think he's running the whole Traitors now since QT Marshall gone and Cody Rhodes gone. They more people leaving. Sean Spears left. Who else? Of course, Frankie Kazarian. He had enough of the backstage antics. He left. Matt Jackson's wife left the company. She didn't agree with them not defending her husband and Nick right there during that situation with CM Punk.
Right, I heard about that. Yeah.
It's like they don't have that much Traitor Patrol anymore. That much or Kenny, you know, Kenny Omega right there. They did horrible. I mean, you know, he's injury prone now, so he's out. And it's like the talent, Tony Khan trying to push it like a New Japan product now, with all these tournament brackets and it, but he don't realize it's not going to work in America wrestling. It's not. You want to? You're going to still get your 800,000 viewers right there. They're not even making a 900. And Rampage and Collision is down to 300,000 to 400,000 viewers. I can see right now they WBD is thinking right now to give WWE almost close to 400 million a year and still keep it, give the NBA the TV rights money and then cut back on some of their shows, and AEW going to be kicked out the door. So
I like Tony Khan. I do. I want him to succeed. But then,
right.
I mean, 1 minute he does something really good, then he takes 2 steps back. So he's still,
right.
You know, he's still learning. You can say he's still trying to figure things out. He has the talent, but he hasn't put everything together yet.
He has way too many. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
I mean, I like.
I'll go right
dude,
here,
I have,
right, yeah.
I'm excited. He signed Will Ospreay. I'm excited, you know, and I like Tony Storm as a women's champion, but he has a lot of wrestlers, but he's not using them right. I mean, this tournament they have on TV. I mean, it came out of nowhere. Correct me, no, I don't remember any hype for it or a reason for having it. Who's going to establish after this tournament? Who's going to be like, is this tournament? Who was that tournament? Are they going to be like a number one contender for a championship or what? I don't know the full purpose of having the tournament they're doing right now. You know, Moxley and A. Keeson, who's a Ring of Honor champion, going to be fighting, you know, for the win of the tournament. What's going to happen after that? You know, there's some things I'm missing.
Yeah,
why is he doing stuff?
It's his ego right there, and, you know, he didn't live up to his promise to say he's not going to bring in no ex-WWE guys when he first started and everything. It wasn't going to be overload. So it felt like 200 guys is in this is under contract. Half of them we haven't seen on television for years or haven't been there. This is just like this is way more than WCW did in the late 90s with Bischoff signing guys to make sure they don't go to Vince. And now when Vince McMahon did it right there, it was overblown. All of a sudden you have NXT and WWE and all of these. It was like, I think they did like maybe 150 wrestlers and developmental guys. But Tony Khan is around 200, I feel like 200 to 300. And the video game, you know, they didn't get to where they at right there. They got low buys from that. And I remember TNA Impact had more buys for that video game.
Wow.
In which there's no increase in viewership from that right there. So. He's overbooking the whole show. This devil angle right here, it's so disappointment right there. Once you've seen Samoa Joe laid out right there with his knee, complaining about his knee, it was going to be a hill turn that he was part of this. Aces of Eights make this look was way better than this.
Oh yeah, the Aces, like, yes they were.
And you see these jobbers look like something from the video game under the mask right there. I don't get it. They was getting their ass kicked all of a sudden. Someone with the lead pipe. Don't tell me it's going to be cast off from WWE under the mask, like Mustafa Ali or Shelton Benjamin or. It's going to be one of them right there. I see that happening. But it's not going to get no buzz. And it's a joke. It's insulting people's intelligence. I remember in the 80s when I was seeing Ultimate Warrior defending his IC belt against the Ninja on Saturday Main Event. But Ultimate Warrior made it legit right there. Those jobbers that was under the mask remind me of the Ninja.
Boy, he bring out memories, man.
Right, and MJF supposed to be the number one guy right now in the company. He didn't even have to do the JOB. They should have had a stipulation of like a count out. A count out for the tag belts or something like that. It just felt like Ring of Honor took a step down and stuff.
In the way they did, because Ring of Honor is not even being used right on TV. They got a lot of they have wrestlers, but their wrestlers aren't being like pushed. You know, the way I see it. You know, they got a women's champion, Athena. I mean, how many times are they pushing her on Impact? I mean, on AEW? No, it's just pushing maybe AEW wrestlers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you got Yuta, who's the Ring of Honor Pearl champion. You know, and it's not making any sense what's going on at AEW right now. I can't figure it out.
And Britt Baker ain't getting nowhere. I mean, she was complaining about not getting enough TV time. She hasn't been on there for months. You have the Hardy Boys complaining about they haven't been used correctly. They haven't been on TV for, feel like, 2 weeks. And Tony Khan getting a lash from everywhere. Even Eric Bischoff on his show was saying it's too late for AEW. And even other ones, you know, bashing the product. Jim Cornette, other ones, even Teddy Long right there, talking about it's a company where they have favoritism, do it from favoritism.
Now, Jim Cornette has been bashing AEW from the get-go. I mean, his stuff, since the way he goes on AEW, since it started. But he has said good things about AEW. And you just mentioned Britt Vega, who was doing really good.
Joining me now is Layla Hirsch and Rachel Ellery.
Who was doing good. You know, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, they had an incredible match about 2 years ago. But it didn't, nothing happened from that. I mean, fans liked it, you know, and nothing happened. There was no real push after that, really, for those two women. So, it's just like, now Wembley Stadium was incredible. I saw a Wembley pay-per-view. It was, you know, 8 years on pay-per-view at Wembley. That was incredible. Largest crowd and everything. You know, then now since, and then after that, she's like, it just died down. You know, in my opinion. I mean, I think it's not over. Eric Bischoff said that, you know, too late for AEW, but I still think they could turn it around. They got the talent to do it. They just got to figure things out. You know. Do you think it's too late for AEW to turn around, or you agree with Eric Bischoff? They're already gone. It's over for them.
I mean, they can turn it around. They're making a profit off of buy rates and I mean they get steady ratings for Dynamite, but it should be where it should be higher. It should
right.
You would think for 4 years it should be high at a high point. Not at a losing viewers point. And it's even I kind of agree with Eric Bischoff. They need to be in smaller arenas and 2,000 seats arenas, AEW, for most of their television, because their attendance are low since last year.
If their attendance is getting low and they had to paper off the third row. Even when they was here in Baltimore, it was 4,000 and a 12,000 seat arena right there.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. I went to that one. I was there.
And
yeah, you're right about that.
Right. And it's crazy. AEW is losing. I mean, they're gonna have to cut back. You know, he's not gonna release no one right there. So, these 4 or 5 year deals right there is ridiculous. And Andrade is on his way out next year. His contract be up. He'll be back to WWE definitely because of Charlotte is there with a new. She's on a long term deal, so he's back. He's gonna be going back there along with maybe. I think Keith Lee will more likely go back there also because his wife is there, Bea Young.
Mm-hmm.
So Triple H will get sign him back to, you know, Triple H doing the right thing, 2 year deals or 3 year deals right there. Tony Khan is these deals is crazy right here, so he want people to sign those long 4 to 5 year deals like Malachi Black right there. So I bet he regretting it right there. And they making sure they give these big deals to their guys, making sure they don't leave now. Rey Mysterio resigned and Dominic. Of course they wasn't going to go to AEW because there's way too many wrestlers.
Yeah, Dominic is probably the number one. It's probably one of the top heels in all of wrestling. But the man can you talk, people will boo him. That's how much people hate him. I can't stand him. So, he's a talent right there.
Right.
I can't stand Dominic.
I mean, he's one of the main good heels and young heels in WWE right now. Yes, and definitely, I think AJ's coming up also in 2024, and Drew McIntyre is coming up early next year. And the question is, Brock Lesnar, is he signed to a deal? They keep saying verbal deal or whatever he has with it right there. And this thing with TNA, who will be the biggest signing in their history? I just hope it's not no. He doesn't fit the category. Matt Riddle.
No, that would be disappointing. Matt
AJ
Riddle,
will be big right there to come back home to the Mr. TNA. To come
right.
Back home, they got enough money to give him a $10 million for 3 years, or Goldberg is free agent. Lesnar questionable. It will be a big shocker if Lesnar ever signed with TNA, and you still have Okada right there. He's a free agent talking to WWE and AEW, but you never know. He might be back with TNA. And Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, she might be the big surprise right there because she ain't going. I don't see her going to AEW with the long term. She don't want to agree to that long term. I see maybe TNA for a year and an option, or maybe finally back to WWE for a 3 year deal, since Vince is out of creative control. It don't have nothing to do with creative or anything. the shareholder and part owner. So I see that right there. Either her choice right there, or TNA to be with Trinity right there. Well, you never know. Don't forget Robert Roode. He retired from the ring right there from injury. So he worked backstage with WWE. You never know. He might come back like Eric Young back to TNA.
Yep.
And
oh man, Robert Roode, and you know, Bear, well, you know, he was part of tag team Bear Money. Oh, that they were were good.
Bear Money.
Yeah.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah.
James Storm. I think one of his downfalls are right there. He regretted leaving NXT to go back to TNA where Dixie Carter was there, and you know, Dixie made some, you know, bonehead moves right there to get them kicked off for the second time off of a network. How the fuck can you mess up an email like that to supposed to be going to Mike Johnson, a PWI insider, but it went to the network of this. What they call it, Destination, yeah, America right there. And he's the same, I think, the new ownership of TNT and TBS, WBD, and up becoming WBD. Yep. So that kind of messed him out. I guess he's doing other things and then do wrestling on the side right there. Yeah, but I think that Bear Money would have been reincarnated in WWE if he would have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
it's surprising that I'm. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was at a WWE house show this past Tuesday here, you know, in Maryland, in Baltimore. And, you know, at the same time Tuesday, WWE was in New York City at Madison Square Garden. There were two events going on at the same time. So I was on social media following people. They were, you know, following me and stuff like that. And I could clearly say that in those two nights, those two shows right there, had more attendance than any AEW show. The one in Baltimore, one in New York. New York was sold out, as far as I know. It was sold out. Baltimore didn't sell out, but they did pretty good, though. You know, and I just want to say that WWE, the way they package this stuff is good. I mean, it is definitely on a worldwide scale. Because I've seen Muslims there. I've seen all sorts of different people. They know that a lot of children, you know, are there too.
It's worldwide more than the NFL.
Exactly. It is. Americans don't realize that. You know, it is more worldwide than football. Definitely. It's seen in more countries. They have more events, and the events are, like, more consistent. World events. And when they have, you know, events in different countries, they you know, more than once a year, they sell out.
They put more asses in the seat than the NFL when they go to the UK.
Exactly. You know, WWE is going to Germany in 2024, and they're going to France.
Right.
So, like, they're Australia, too. I can't forget, they're going to Australia.
Saudi Arabia deal.
Yep, Saudi Arabia, yep. See, they've been going global for a longer time than NFL. You know, and they have a lot of people from different parts of the world come to the WrestleMania. I mean, the Super Bowl is popular. That's why Super Bowl is popular and everything. But when it comes to Super Bowl and WrestleMania, wrestling has more of a appeal and more support, way more support worldwide.
And do you also have, of course, the NBA is more, it's more international than the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
More worldwide.
25% of the NBA players are from different countries. They have leagues around the world. Basketball leagues around the world.
Yep, it's more international players than ever.
You know, just like the basketball have more leagues around the world, so does pro wrestling. Exact same. They got league, you know, independence in England, Germany, all around, even in Afghanistan. In Pakistan, they got wrestling companies. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like the MLW lawsuit with WWE is settled right there, and I guess the TKO Holdings must have gave them a huge deal that they couldn't resist right there. Must have been with tons of millions in it right there for their case right there, and they know they was going to lose their case about about them being kicked off of those TV channels, networks, that they this was Vince doing right there for every wrestling company. So that's why Impact Wrestling ended up buying Access TV in order to get on. And I guess they must have agreed on it. They're not going to do no interference with any type of wrestling company, because I remember that they took over CW Network for because what happened was Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins screwed everything up right there with the cocaine spot that was on television of Father James Mitchell sniffing cocaine at the table, and that was it right there. They got kicked off of CW network deal. They just on the app right now, and they're going to end up there once NXT starts real soon on CW. Two Chips, you still there? Oh, we must have lost them. Yep, Sam's got a mute. Sleepy Joe. I'm telling you, folks, 2024 is going to be a big, huge year in pro wrestling. And we are coming back.
Hey.
Yes, we're back. Yes. I was just telling the listeners that 2024 is, we're going to have more guests coming back here. At 2024, I'm out the blue from wrestling to anywhere, entertainment.
Oh,
coming
yeah,
back.
On
this nationwide, worldwide blog talk radio, Wrestling at Factor, or you will see it on the StreamYard's video to YouTube. Still working on YouTube right there. But there's an option right there with with no guests not showing their face also. Yes. But we got to be very nice to the to Mr. YouTube Google right there. We can't say Biden fucking sucks.
Yeah, you know, it's true. You know. What gets me is Donald Trump has not done it.
Oh, go
Donald Trump hasn't done any Donald Trump has not done any campaigning. No, he held rallies, but he hasn't done it on any debates. And he's getting more popular. He's still popular. You know? They're trying to keep him on the ballot in Colorado.
It's the liberal right and left of the Republican side. And Mitch McConnell, he's all for it right there. They don't want to ask him a question anymore. He'll freeze.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, I'm a conservative, but there's one thing that gets on my nerves about my Republicans. They're not unified, and they don't have any backbone.
Right.
What a party stands for, I agree with, but it's just, oh, man. They have no backbone, and they're just like, okay, do what you want, and no unity. You know, I like Trump, so I'm a mega Republican, you know, but they just so disorganized.
Right. Right. I know that they not nothing without Trump right there.
Yep.
He's bringing his own people in there to run in the primaries against the mega is going to get out the old conservative Republicans out of office in the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I don't agree with this new replacement for George Santos. She looked like another. No, she's worse than Candace Owens, and she's pro Israel. From the Apex out of, from New York, but I don't understand. She's a hypocrite that she's a registered Democrat.
Yeah, she can't be trusted.
Right.
You know. Definitely can't be trusted.
Nope.
The Iowa caucus is in February, I think. They're going to start having the primary soon, the voting. That's going to happen real soon. That's a couple more months.
Right. Yep. I forgot the Democrats are rigged.
But who they got running them for? Who's. Biden, I mean, if Biden's going to run again, they're going to lose. They're going to lose anyway. But Biden is just, oh, boy.
He's
terrible.
He's by default, yeah. You know, the TYT owner, Jake Uger, don't have a chance right there. So only a million people know him that right there. That's it. He just know his YouTube channel, and they just took him. They know it's a they get paid by the millions from Democrats and every establishment. So, yep. But once again, I'll vote third party. Dr. Jill Stein or Claudia De La Cruz of the People's Socialist Liberation Party. Cornell, of course, I think Cornell West is going to drop out next year.
I'm not surprised. Hell, he don't have the money to go long term.
He got some money right there. It's that he had his chance with the Dream Party, and he left the Dream Party, and they have almost every ballot access right there, and why would he do that? And he can start a new wave of new candidates in the Green Party off of his name or other bigger names, and No, I think that he's just doing it for himself, just to be independent, and he only on one ballot, Alaska, trying to plead his case as a what's that voter's choice thing right there? System they got right there in Maine and Alaska. Talking about that, that's a joke right there. I don't think he's gonna have a chance. Most of these ballots, I think that he's gonna drop out. He's gonna be back on MSNBC to start kissing ass again. It's true. Jimmy Dore and other independent news shows were saying that right there. They don't think that he's just doing his protests and everything. So I just hope he's not the Cornel West of that time when Sister Soldier put him in his place almost 30 years ago. Right on Donahue. You see how Bernie did? He laid down right now with the people, with the Democrats.
Yeah, disappointing.
Biden's
my friend.
Taking money from Apex and everything.
And he had more, funny thing, he had more support. If he would have stand strong and stand on his own, not giving him money, he probably could have won a Democratic nomination easily.
Yeah, he meant to drop out. It was all about the money, just to get a seat at the Democrat table for the, I think just for the whole, to be the treasurer right there and to be, to defend corruption from the Democrats and be a best friend for Biden, even cover up for crack cocaine for Hunter. Don't say that. He's a good boy. He's a good guy. I'm not going to give no black folks reparations. I still remember that in 2020. He changed his stance on reparations. And he was like, he was saying, I'll talk to you later on it. He told the two black women that.
Well, I gotta be honest. Personally, I'm not for reparations. I can care less. I'm doing good. You two men. I'm a single man. You're a family man. You're providing for your family. You're building wealth. I'm doing the same thing for myself right now. Nobody's stopping us from doing anything.
Yeah,
and
even though this inflation is putting people more in poverty and homeless and more in depth throughout credit cards, rent, mortgage. My mortgage went up to $40 under Biden.
Good grief.
This year. $40. And they're going to push interest rates some more, I heard right there, to the general election. It's all a game for right there. But this is going to be the biggest third parties coming out in history right there with Robert Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, tired of that name, Jill Stein, Claudia De La Cruz, even though she's not getting the national recognition right there. You're going to have, like, the Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party come out and wonder what Andrew Yang's fourth will have, someone like a Jesse Ventura right there. that could be a game changer right there.
And all those people that's from the third party came from the Democrat Party and just left. That tells you how much.
Yep.
Tells you how bad the Democrat Party is.
Right. All of a sudden, people start realizing that Jill Stein is the better candidate than Bernie Sanders. That's trustworthy. That's not a snake. That's not a Bernie Sanders no longer a socialist. You know, he took his walking papers with what's that other activist now? Not even an activist, Al Sharpton.
Ooh, ew.
Yeah, Bernie bought a house while Al Sharpton got small and got rich off of Coca-Cola and MSNBC. But it's horrible that he come out for pick one black person off the bus that get killed by police every 4 years and act like he's going to do something and talk to them at the funeral home and nothing happens.
Right.
And really, 800 black people been killed by the police, because I heard conservatives were saying the liberal police did the most killings from them right there, and most of these killings haven't been on mainstream media right there. Don't be talked about. And it's crazy that and most of these were black women that was killed by police. 400, and the rest of them was black men right there. And I remember that they was terrorizing an innocent black man in the name of Turbo Ozone. He was an activist and community leader in Florida right there, and project of fixing things on his acres right there, and the police of Florida came out to trying to set him up to they was trying to terrorize him, and he was fighting back them right there, and he actually pulled out his own registered gun and I think he shot and killed an officer, so he's gonna end up possibly doing 21 years in prison right there. And he was confident that he'll get a retrial right there. And George Santos, I think he messed up big time right there in the primaries, because he didn't respond to none of these attacks on black people in the state of Florida. I think that's how Nikki Haley started gaining traction. I'm telling you, Trump is going to sweep the whole thing, the whole primaries. I think this will be the first time he's going to make history, the first time a president won in every 50 state.
It's going to be also a first time when a president, somebody won re-election. And it wasn't just back to back. It was like he won the first time he away another like 4 years. So
right.
That's gonna be historic.
And so many black people in Chicago want him to show up now for the immigrant, for the migrants. Because their mayor Brandon, we talking about the other Brandon, not Brandon Scott from Baltimore, the other Brandon, mayor of Chicago, that he wants he giving them free passes, hotels, you name it. Their own place where he kicking out the military veterans. out of the shelters and other people. Even Hispanics is complaining also that they need to come in here, you know, on their own, pay their dues and do the document, fill out the documents, because you know it's going to hurt jobs right there. It's going to hurt millions of jobs.
Yeah, Trump is getting popular, and 2024 is going to be a wild year in politics. Wild year, I predict that. Because everyone's fed up about everyone that lives in America is fed up about what's going on. They fed up with everything. You know, and stuff is going on with Israel. People are fed up with that. What happened with Ukraine? Everyone's fed up with it. Everybody's just fed up right now. The citizens, you know,
exactly, and they fed up with the woke movement right there. Put lives, the break up the families, the black friend, put the war on black people, to put to make sure it's more single family homes right there. These so-called women movement groups right there. I think these are the same ones that was with Bill Cosby, trying to say women can do bad by themselves and everything. What the hell going on with America?
Yeah, this needs to be fixed big time. You know, and then you got these people call themselves, I'm not a man, don't call me a man, don't call me a sir, don't call me a ma'am, don't call me a woman, don't call me binary. What kind of, that's just stupid. You know, you're biased, you are what you're biologically you are. You're a man. I'm a man because we biology are males. You know? It's just like, you ain't not going to call me anything else. It's just crazy.
Yep, they pushing it right there. Next thing, they're going to have mandatory on you don't eat this dog shit. You don't have the job. You don't have the job anymore. That's going to be the next thing the Democrats want to do. Yeah,
it's not too late for America.
Right, exactly.
Too late to be I'm optimistic. It could be turned around. It can be. But it has to happen soon.
It just needs to take money out of the politics. No more establishment. I don't want to see Black and Decker. I don't want to see Walgreens, Walmart in my White House or Goldman Sachs. I want to see people over for the people and by the people. I want to see elements of the JFK party. Yeah, elements of Franklin D. Roosevelt, elements of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., elements of Malcolm X vision. I want to see the Do For Self movement also, and the end homeless and poverty.
Oh, yeah, probably needs to disappear. There's no reason why somebody should be, you know, homeless and poor.
Right.
No reason. Being the most richest country in the world, most powerful country in the world, there's no reason nobody should be poor or homeless. Nobody.
Right. Even though Ronald Reagan kind of added to some of the policies about mental health patients and taking them off, kicking them off and out of the streets as homelessness and other Americans right there. And I didn't agree with him making the rich not pay 70% of taxes anymore. And he only pay under 30. And, you know, Bill Clinton continued to make the rich more richer once he got in. And now everything is on steroids. And most of these companies are more Democratic supported than Republican. And I noticed that, the moderate Republicans and the other ones, they have, like Tim Scott, they have small businesses right there. Biden and them did about audit people right there for, if anything over $600, they got to report that to the IRS. That was horrible right there. That was the so-called inflation tax. That is so crazy. It affects people like me, you, and others right there. And I just hope they Trump is going to make it much better. He wants to regulate right there, put the threshold back to 20,000 for audits right there. Small businesses should not be charging for $600 audits or anything. This is why so many small businesses are getting recovered from the pandemic.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. Came out. There's no reason for have a complete shutdown like we did in the country for the pandemic. Because a lot of people was hurt. There was
right.
no reason
and
for it. Then I stopped the spread of COVID. It did nothing. It was unnecessary.
And these juveniles now is they carjacking cars more than ever. No jobs, but they took. Is going on in Baltimore and other counties in Maryland and other places in the U.S. And it's a scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme right there that they making money off these cars and they get a sum because they car parts. They taking some of the car parts off or they going to – it's a – I think it's the older people that's, that's doing – that's doing business for these juveniles to go out to do it, and they get a big sum of money right there. You know, with the Squeegee collaboration, and I think that didn't last that long. I guess. They're gonna find other ways to make money.
Yeah,
but I think it's the juvenile laws here in Maryland.
Yeah, but something needs to be done. These kids shouldn't be doing shouldn't be doing this. But on a positive side, I think Baltimore City has less than 300 homicides this year.
Yes. But more people But more people was getting shot, but not dying.
Right.
And but it looks like Brandon is done.
He's done.
That Sheila Dixon is getting in. I think once with people fed up about the water bills and gas, BG&E prices is going to be, they are jacked to the fucking roof, and they were saying that they're going to go up the next year, 2024-26, off of bad deals from even from Brandon Scott right there, that there was underground wiring for BG&E. He did it over he did it before any of the city councilmen to make a final decision. But congratulations on his new child charm.
Yes, I never knew he was in a relationship. I never knew he was engaged. I never knew that.
Wow, but it was speculation right there from the grapevine, from a lot of people, even the LGBT community, that he, you know, he was, you know, he has a man on the side right there, and I've seen him before right there. He's so I think this is nothing but a ploy for people to say that he's a family man, and he was being too soft right there. So I think that's why he did it right there. And I heard the woman that he's engaged, I think she was still married.
Really?
Yep, and her last name is Pugh. Is this Kathleen Pugh's relative? He's from Pennsylvania. And I don't understand why I asked for the taxpayer for the baby registry right there, the public for the taxpayers don't need to donate shit to him. He making over 184K a year. He get raises every year as a mayor.
And not to mention the pension plan.
Right.
You know, once he's gonna be set for life. You know.
Right.
But yeah, LGBTQ, they always want to point out somebody is gay. He's gay, they gay. I'm sick of them. Everyone's gay around him. I'm trying to make everyone gay. Boy, they get on my nerves. They really
I think
do.
It's more it's the liberal media right there. They so that's their job to have characters on TV now on Peacock. It got to be a gay at least one or two gay characters on there.
Yeah, the liberal media is part of it. It is. They're part of it. No question.
Yep. It's the gender right there. It's you know, they trying to take out the man's masculinity.
Attacking the heterosexual male. The heterosexual. If you straight and you're comfortable in your manhood, you know, then in some cases, if you heterosexual and white, you know, either way, they're going to come after you, you know.
Yeah.
They truly are.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, but I think they do it as too much of a distraction to force it on families that don't for public schools and everything.
Right. So like
let the kids decide who they want to be naturally. Don't force it on none of them right there.
Yeah, having a kid give a kid okay, do a sex change. What kind of that's just demented.
And some states they trying to do it like if the parents trying to stop them from having these sex, they can't stop them from having these sex changes or anything, they'll get punished like that. They get penalized right there, and they'll, I guess, the CPS be involved with the schools. This is outrageous.
Yeah, it is.
And they just don't know the Democrats started slavery. They still in slavery with the 94 crime bill and the Patriot Act.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out more and more. more and more people starting to know about the 94 crime bill.
Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what Biden said, we don't need no more end. Yep, as a black man, it's, that was horrible what he did in 85 on C-SPAN. We don't need no more nigger mayors. We don't need no nigger big shot mayors. But they, you know, they sent, so they took it off of you or Google and YouTube. So, but on Twitter, it's there right there, and there's a whole entirely right there. And
yeah.
His son Hunter was calling his lawyer the N word, his white lawyer the N word, and making a picture of his father and Obama supposed to be hugging it out and he used the N-word right there that Obama gave Biden the okay to use the N-word.
Yes. Biden family's a trip. Democrat Party's a trip. Liberals, I had enough of them. Democrat, Liberal Party, I had enough of them. The media, I had enough of them, too.
Right.
You know, I'm fed up like most Americans. I'm even fed up with my Republican Party. I'm just fed up with all this stuff. No one, we need to get together.
Yeah, they want to bully Palestine. Where is the bottom line? I don't want to see no one get killed. No
right,
one.
Me either. Right.
You see, you know, even the Patriots and they also have the Libertarians and the, you know, the Green parties. They are anti-war, and Trump is like that also. He didn't bomb nobody when he was in office.
Right.
You know he just put on a fireworks display right there in in Syria where nobody it was an open ground right there, you know. He did one of those WWE kayfabes and everything.
Yeah.
That's all you see in the sky was rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air. But Biden, they just killed an Iranian elite. They bombed Syria so many times, Somalia, helping Israel bomb Palestine. They didn't want no ceasefire. At least Ronald Reagan had a ceasefire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned that you don't want to see nobody get killed. Me either. You got people who's rooting for Hamas to say death to Israel, saying all this, you know, anti-Jewish stuff, which is disgusting. Like, you don't want to see Jews get killed. I don't want to see anyone get killed. Now, I don't like the LGBTQ. I don't. But I have never said that death to them all. I have never said that. I never wanted them to get killed for who they are. I just don't want to be around them. That's honestly, I don't want no one to get killed.
Right. I have respect for the LGBT community. You know, I'm just not a big fan of their, a big supporter of their lifestyle. Let them do them right there, and let them be who they want to be right there. But I just don't want, you know, no control on trying to fit. What happened to free speech in this country?
Right.
Free speech.
Well, Wayne, it's about that time now. Yeah, time to go wrap it up. But yeah, 2024 is going to be an interesting year for wrestling and politics. Both, a lot of things can happen on both ends. And wrestling and politics, it's going to be wild. It's going to be very wild.
Even the NFL, hopefully this time the owner, Josh Harris, bring back the Washington logo of the Redskins with a different name, because that's a real Native American chief white white calf right there. And he is also 25% African American because his mother was part Native American and black.
I did not know that.
And this was nothing but the woke movement that got rid of, started this thing with FedEx, with George Floyd, nothing but for the liberal media to do right there. And they're a hypocrite right there because they didn't go after the Kansas City Chiefs. They still have the Indian imagery. Yeah. This was nothing but for Daniel Snyder just to get kicked out. I think they'll bring it back next year right there because the honor Chief white calf because the family and the Native American group is suing the commanders right there about that people was honoring Chief White Calf, not the name Redskin. Because that sells, that the merchandise sells better uniforms. Commanders are the worst, ugliest uniforms. They look like spandex. Every time when they have on the red, they look like spandex. Even the team, the players be cracking jokes about their uniforms and practices and everything. And most of the fans don't wear the Commanders. They wear the Redskins gear to the game.
Yep. Yep.
They're going to get rid of that Magic Johnson. You're going to dump it in a trash can. Make some deals with the Native American community from the DMV. Might be the Washington White Cavs or the Warriors right there. Or go back to the Braves name right there, and you get the logo back and everything. The family get royalties from that. In the Native American community, they get money and a lot of programs and a lot of things for a lot of history right there. So it's going to be a win. I just hope that really happened right there, that Washington has a better football team and everything next year. TD Cakes, TD Jakes. The scandal of him looking at young men. You have TDs. Oh, my goodness. Breaking news. Jamin Davis and Benjamin St. Jews was involved in a fatal car track that killed we got killed. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Washington players, linebacker Jamin Davis and their DB Benjamin St. Jones was involved in a fatal car. When did this happen? Oh, this was in 2021, December 21, a lawsuit. Oh, a couple years ago lawsuit. So the woman was, I think one of their girlfriends was killed.
years ago. This didn't ever end up being released. It was just a whole sad situation for her family and stuff like that, because she was an innocent person.
Yes, we're about to wrap this up right now. Going to be celebrating to bring the New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next year in 2024. Later.
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
One.
Who will survive?
The mighty sword, you need to pull out the fantastic force to pick it up, bump it up, the bad boys, the back of the blow.